I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That was the final call. Chiefs losing to the Texans, being eliminated from contention for the AFC West.
Collinsworth crying on the broadcast was a little much, didn't you think?
See, you got to remember, though, that the Patriots were the Chiefs, so they got a lot of this stuff. But Fitzy, back here on WEEI Afternoons, by the way. But Fitzy, there are a lot of people that believe at least the first iteration, to steal a word from the Boston Celtics, of the Chiefs dynasty is dead. First of all, before we start comparing and contrasting and talk, do we believe that this is the end of the Chiefs dynasty, or could this be a hiccup and all of a sudden it's a reset, remotivation, Fitzy?
It's the end of chapter one, if they so choose. They still have the two most important pieces in place, or three, really, since we always like to say Kraft, Belichick, Brady. They have the Hunt family ownership. They have Andy Reid at head coach, and you have Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. So if they so choose to double down and recommit to the effort it's going to take to revamp that roster, and Mahomes to get in better shape, and Andy Reid to dig deeper in his bag with his play calling and find a way to rise to the level of the talent that has slowly but surely taken over in his division, then yeah, this is the end of chapter one. It is not. The kingdom has fallen, as I've said many a time in the recent week plus here on the station, but it's not over unless they choose it to be.
Who's mostly responsible for the demise of the Chiefs this year, you guys think?
That's a good question.
Patrick, I think it's roster building.
You think it's roster building?
I think there's something to be said for that. I think the talent has diminished as you have an aging Travis Kelce, who's not as good as he once was. And, I mean, he's had a better year than you gave him credit for yesterday. I mean,
he's done.
He's got like 50-something catches, 700 yards, 5 touchdowns, I'm going to say off the top of my head.
And 5 interceptions that he's caused.
And a Taylor Swift.
Yeah, so he's
and
not
a partridge in the pear tree.
Right.
You didn't get a new Tyreek Hill, right? You moved on from Tyreek Hill.
They've tried.
Right. Like Xavier Worthy's supposed to be that guy. They bring in various guys. I just think there's diminished talent around him. And I know Patriots fans won't want to hear this, but I don't watch every Chiefs game. But there's a lot of numbers out there about how many dropped passes that Patrick Mahomes has had to deal with this year.
Kermit the Frog here.
Absolutely. Now, do I put some of it on him? Yes, absolutely. We talked a little bit about it last week. Do I think he's as driven and as motivated as Tom Brady? No, I don't. You can't look like that and act like that and be a maniacal competitor, do anything to win. I think he does anything to win, Ted, during the game, right? For 60 minutes on Sunday. But is he doing everything he can to win during the week, during the offseason, during the year?
That's what I wonder. I mean, you know, and I always say that you can look at the person's physique and tell you really kind of if a person's in really good shape, then I like to think that they're disciplined not only in the gym but in the other aspects of their life.
Right.
You know, you look at Patrick Mahomes, who's a little doughy, and even at his own, he's even admitted as much. You wonder, is he as committed and as diligent and is just – refined as a leader as he needs to be. And I'm not so sure. Are we going to hear stories like we heard about Tom? And I've given a million stories of when he first stepped in, took over for Drew, how he acted in practice. Does he raise the level of practice intensity like TB12 did for us? I'm not so sure. I don't hear many stories of that. I look at Patrick Mahomes and I just go, you know, he's more of a guy that is really chasing calls than he is a guy almost trying to make plays.
Right.
So I almost put more of it, you know, you got Rashee Rice, Travis Kelce, Xavier Worthy. You know, I mean, those aren't whatever. Rashee Rice, second rounder. I mean, we know Xavier Worthy is the speedster, what, the late first round guy that they got.
Yep.
So there are players. I think Mahomes is, I put more of it, quite honestly, on Mahomes. And it may be a little bit of Andy Reid, in just in part, because do you guys remember, everybody's been talking about that 4th-and-1 decision that they did. It was a terrible call. I mean, it was obviously a kind of a field position game. And here's Andy Reid going for it on his own, whatever, 35-yard line, 4th-and-1. It was, Andy Reid was influenced by Patrick Mahomes. Because if you watch that play, the previous play, Patrick Mahomes gets up and he looks over to the sideline. It's 4th-and-1, and he sees that they're sending the punt team out, and he just whines and throws his hands like, "Oh man, really?" And Andy Reid changes his mind, and so he says, "All right, let's go for it."
Right.
And so there's not a lot of conviction from the head coach. He's clearly the quarterback wanted him to go for it, so he did, and you saw the results. So you wonder a little bit about Andy Reid's decision making, but. It is kind of fascinating to talk about the two dynasties. Who would you say, without looking, had the best first half of the dynasty? If these are two teams that are competing for the best dynasty, who do you think had the best part of the dynasty? If we think the Chiefs are over now, how would you compare the Chiefs' first run at it, comparatively speaking, to the Patriots' first run at it?
Go ahead, Fitzy.
Chiefs had the better first half.
Yep.
Chiefs went to 5 Super Bowls. They were in the AFC Championship 8 straight seasons. Like, that's 7 straight seasons, excuse me. Yeah. Like, that's awesome. I mean, I understand how good the Patriots were too later on, but that's 5 still beats 4 anytime.
Yeah,
and that's it. So it's 7 so the Patriots, and they both had, you know, both had a kind of a non-year. One, Brady's first year was really not, we don't count that, and we don't count Mahomes' first year. And then 2008 is when he hurt himself. That was theoretically the 7th year or 8th year, but we don't count that either. So if you just look at the first 8 years when they were both healthy, it's the Chiefs have the better kind of dynasty than the Patriots by a small margin.
So my question to you is, and I don't want to put you on the spot. I don't know if you even have an answer. Like, which is the best Chiefs team, and how does that measure up to your best Patriots team? Because I think there's also value in that. I think your 04 team was the best team of any of these teams.
Yeah.
If you had some little mythical Madden tournament simulation, I think that 04 team was dominant. So that makes me lean that way just a little bit, because that might be the best team. But you're right. In terms of pure numbers, Super Bowl's gone to, like, the numbers don't lie. They're there in front of you. The one thing I will say, though, from a Patrick Mahomes standpoint is this the wake-up call? Was it coming too easily for him? MVP, first year as a starter, Super Bowls, wins. Like, I always go to the playoffs. I always go to the AFC title game. You guys had that 0-2 season. There was a little reality check in there between first Super Bowl and then becoming a dynasty with those next two.
Yep.
Is there any chance this is the... Because it's easy to be fat in the offseason when it always works, right?
Yeah.
If you do the same thing every offseason, you eat, you don't work that hard, and you go to the Super Bowl, how are you going to learn a lesson? No, I'm doing enough, right? But now you miss the playoffs. Could this be the wake-up call?
Yeah. It's interesting. Can you imagine, put it in perspective what the Patriots did. Can you imagine if, say, the dynasty is over for the, for now, it's taking a break. This is the Chiefs won their last Super Bowl 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then can you imagine another 8 years of not winning a Super Bowl and then starting their second? Like, the Patriots, after I retired, the Patriots didn't win a Super Bowl for 10 years. and so
connection?
I think so, maybe. The Chiefs, think about it. Chances are they're not going to even get to the playoffs. So they're not winning the Super Bowl this year.
Right.
So are they going to go another 9 years without winning a Super Bowl and then going on another magical run after that?
I can't see it.
No way. No way. And it's, you know, it's, what do you think about, what was it, an event that happened here with the Patriots that kind of got...
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Brady's dire up, got him going, and it really, I think, rejuvenated him. And got the dynasty back on track the second time.
Does it rhyme with Jimmy Garoppolo?
That's it, brother. It's it. I almost think Patrick Mahomes needs something like that. You know, like they need to
imagine
go out.
Imagine if they drafted a quarterback.
Go draft a quarterback.
Oh, I like it.
But it wasn't until 2014.
Right.
Bill didn't draft one in 2009 or 10 or 11 or 12 or 13.
Right.
So, you know, it wouldn't be fair to maybe do that to Patrick Mahomes now. But in the next 3 or 4 years, if you see similar type play, you go, hey, maybe this guy needs, and I can't imagine Patrick Mahomes playing as long as Tom because he's out of the pocket so much.
Right.
He runs a lot more than Tom does, and he gets hit a lot more. He doesn't look like a guy. He's always limping, and he always looks like he's hurt. I just can't see him physically lasting, honestly, another, 6 to 8 years, let alone another 14 years.
And then the same question, Fitzy, is with the age of Andy Reid, can he wait 8 years and then, oh, we'll start another dynasty with me and Patrick when I'm now mid-70s? I think he's in his mid-60s right now. So if he goes 8 years, he's going to be in his 70s, which we've all seen. Coach's age, Pete Carroll, not great. Bill Belichick, not great. Some of these guys. So I don't know. It's really hard to envision, unless they do it really quickly. That would be the one thing, Fitzy, is like have a quick reset, and a year or two from now, they're back on like a 3-year window.
Yeah, I think this ends up going more like the way it did with Dallas or with San Francisco. You'll have to bring in a Switzer or, in the case of San Francisco, like a Seifert. Like Bill Walsh, Andy Reid, they did their thing at first. Then George Seifert will come in, take over. It'll be similar, but you'll have someone just a little younger and things will be a little different. I just can't see Andy Reid lasting another 10 years. That's too much. That's such a massive, massive commitment. And to think Bill still coached for a couple of years after he forced Brady out or Brady left, however you choose to view that. Like it's too much. They've got probably 4 or 5 years left to try to maybe win one or two more. It's going to take, as I pointed out with that whole 2009 Patriots season comparison, it's going to take a 2010 Patriots, an awesome draft where you get 3 starters, bare minimum, out of the draft. The Chiefs cannot afford to screw around in free agency or the draft. They need good health, a great draft, and great free agency next year.
And do they have it? One of the more impressive, I think, superpowers of Tom Brady is his staying ability. Just the ability to do the same thing year after year, show up for 20 years he did that. Which I've always thought was insanely impressive. Does Mahomes strike you as a guy that wants to do this for another 12 years to match, Tom's, time here in New England? I just can't envision. He doesn't strike me as a guy that is that kind of mentality, that kind of killer, gifted player, no doubt. But I just don't know if he's as maniacal as Tom is. So I'm not. Last year, when they won it 2 years ago, I was like, uh-oh, these guys actually might catch us in that. No, No. And I've been told people starting in 2020, don't worry about the Chiefs. They'll never come close. And then all of a sudden they go to 3 out of 4 and you're like, oh boy. But I feel like I don't see another kind of run in them years from now.
617-779-7937. Let's mix in some of the callers. Let's go to Jim in Weymouth. What's up, Jim?
How you doing, guys?
Good. Hey.
Yeah, you mentioned the 04 Patriots team, and for my money, the 03 and 04 Patriots team, either one of those teams would beat the 07 Patriots. More complete teams, and they went 14-2 back-to-back years and back-to-back Super Bowls.
Thanks for the call, Jim.
It's I just can't imagine our defenses would have – we wouldn't have an answer for Randy Moss, but then you got Wes Welker.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are obviously two beasts. I don't know. I just think we in big games, we would have had answers for those guys. I know it sounds, obviously where I'm sitting because I was on those teams. But we just were, from a defensive standpoint, we were so dialed in. And that Patriots 07 defense, it was all offense. And I just, I would put a better defense against a number one offense any day.
And I think it also helps your case for the 04 team that we saw the Giants defense beat the Patriots.
That's right.
That unbeatable offense was beaten on the biggest stage, so it's not that hard for us to envision Willie McGinnis and Bill Belichick and Ted Johnson and these guys coming together, Ty Law, and beating that offense. So I think there's some truth to that. I still say that 04 team would beat any Chiefs team, would beat any Patriots team. I think that 04 team was
stunned. Can you think of a time, any time in when Brady started for the Patriots in 2001 that he lost 3 games at home or was 1-5 on the road or was 0-6 in one score games?
No.
I bet you never, not once in all the years.
No.
Even the 10-year span where they didn't win the Super Bowls, was there ever a time in which they had that on their resume?
So you brought up Andy Reid and his part in this and in his part maybe kowtowing to Mahomes on a call or whatever. I was one of those that thought Andy Reid was kind of nipping at Belichick's heels for the best coach in the NFL of this generation, winning Super Bowls, doing it, dynasty, and then give him credit for Eagles and what he did there, goes to the Super Bowl, could have beaten you if Donovan McNabb didn't
with
throw
different
up on
quarterbacks.
Himself.
That's the important thing about Andy Reid is what is his resume with the different quarterbacks.
But does this little departure from the postseason, dynasty dying, does this derail
It doesn't if it's a one-off.
Yeah.
If it's just a one-off, no.
Just a reset.
It's just if it's a reset and recalibration, I don't think it hurts his chances of theoretically, arguably, catching up to Belichick and being considered the better coach at the end of the day.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Paul in Providence. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call tonight. I just want to talk a little bit about winner's mentality as opposed to champion's mentality. I think everybody in the pros, whatever sport it is, has a winner's mentality. You know how to win. And I think ability gets you to championships once in a while, as is Patrick Mahomes and Peyton Manning and guys like that. But the championship mentality, the Tom Brady's, the Michael Jordan's, the Kobe Bryant's, the Tiger Woods, these guys go above and beyond. They have ice in their veins. I mean, these guys get championships. That's all they strive for. So I do think that the Chiefs dynasty is over. They don't have a Tom Brady. They don't have somebody that's willing to do what champions do. I just like your thoughts on that.
Thanks for the call, Paul.
It's interesting. I'm going to all you Belichick, people that want to, come at me. It's Tom Brady that was the key to the whole ecosystem. He raised the level of the coaches and the players and this idea that we were doing things that nobody else was doing. It was all Tom Brady. Does Patrick Mahomes strike you as a guy that is going to lift up an entire organization? For instance, you know who lifted up organizations when he was the quarterback? Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
He left the Colts. He goes to the Broncos. You have a lot of their front office people are getting caught for drunk driving. It was a whole mess. It was embarrassing. A lot of stuff going on. And all of a sudden, they go to Super Bowls and win Super Bowls because of Peyton Manning's his professionalism, his leadership, just everyone kind of game went up when he got there and gave him credibility. That's what Tom gave to this organization for 20 years.
Fitzy, this is a fun idea from the 508. Mahomes needs TB12. If he reached
that
out.
That is exactly what He needs. He needs to. And listen, Andy, like we can't. Yes, he has admitted that he loves Coors Light and ice cream. So that makes him very relatable. I imagine yourself, you'd probably
absolutely throw in a little eggnog.
We all would be like, well, Tom's not very relatable. Yeah, but you won championships.
Yeah, I can relate to his winning.
But Patrick Mahomes, like when you watch, when you watch stuff about him and see the quarterback series, like puts in a crap ton of work in the offseason, mostly just to maintain his fluidity, focusing on the kind of training like a shortstop since, you know, has the baseball genes in the family, et cetera. But what he needs to do is now introduce that next level stuff, anti-inflammation, the right kind of food, keep the mental agility on top because, you know, when you're getting called out to restaurant openings and you have to go to premieres with your wife and you got three kids at home, like we can all attest to that as too. It's flipping exhausting. He needs to like he's got to rededicate himself in a lot of ways. Like he needs to clear the crap out of his life and focus back on football, which is crazy to say about arguably top five figure in the NFL.
But we're telling him to be somebody maybe he's not.
Right.
You know, this is I don't want the Chiefs to catch us, so I don't want to give him any advice. But my guess is, if I had to bet, from what I've seen so far, I don't see the mindset that Brady had. And so at the end of the day, I'm not really worried about it. I just don't think he's – not everybody's wired like Tom Brady, right? So Tom can go talk to him, but you know what? If Patrick isn't open to making the changes that he needs to – then it's going to be, you know, what we all think is, which is probably it's going to fizzle out and this will be the end of it.
We keep using the Brady comparison. And I do wonder, Ted, you know, you're the closest thing we have to somebody who knows Tom Brady well enough. If Mahomes reached out to him, would he be receptive to it? Would
of course.
He put him on the TB12 plan? Would
yes.
he let oh Alex God. Work with him
yes.
or whatever?
Yes.
And
yeah, of course.
He'd even though it could, chasing him as the greatest of all time in the dynasty and all that.
There's something about when you're removed from the game for long enough that you want to give back to the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I if I can give back to the game any way I can, I love doing it. So I think time away from the game gives you that perspective, and it's an honor that someone as great as Patrick Mahomes wants to know what your secrets were. And I'm sure he would be more than happy to tell him what worked for him, what didn't work for him, what he needs to do, what he thinks he needs to do. Tom would be very open to that discussion.
Interesting. Dan Ball?
I wonder who the Garoppolo is, though, that they need to draft.
Well, that could be down the road. Dan Ball?
Now, to be fair, that conversation would have to happen in front of the camera so Brady could make his money off of it.
Well,
I mean, he does have a production company, and I think there's a give and take there. The other name, we keep bringing up Brady because that's the football one. The other name I think of is, because I could see Patrick Mahomes, if you're really motivated, you reach out this offseason, right, to different people. Isn't Tiger Woods another one of those guys? Like, I won the tournament, but I'm going to reinvent my swing because I want to win the tournament by more strokes next year, right? He was maniacal in that way. And if that's what he wants to be, those are the guys he would sort of consult with, reach out to this offseason. Now, I don't know if he is.
I don't either. Did we get signs that Tom Brady wanted to be the best ever early in his career or even by year eight? Let's just say by year eight.
Yes.
I feel like we did. As well.
Absolutely.
Do we get that? Do you hear Patrick Mahomes talk in those terms? I want to play till I'm 40 or whatever. I want to play and I want to get as many. I want to catch, you know, like the beauty of Tiger Woods is he kind of always let it known he wants to catch Jack Nicklaus. Like it was never does he want to be like the best ever? Like, does he want to get to Jack's 18? I think Tiger was pretty open about that was his goal. I don't know if I've ever heard Patrick Mahomes talk about what his goals are long term.
Brady always wanted to be mentioned in the same breath as Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's almost 4:30. You know what that means? Well, two good things. There's the gift that is Brian Hoyer, but there's also the gift that is QB Under the Tree, another autographed football by a current or former Patriots quarterback. Stick around for that.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.